From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 2 years after the Islamist militants Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purporting to show the missing girls has given parents hope their children are still alive. Ayuba Alamson is an elder in the community of Chibok where the girls were kidnapped.
People have been offering prayers right yesterday and today to see that we see these girls alive.
Until now, there has been almost no news of the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram in 2014, which sparked global condemnation, street protests in Nigeria, and authors of help finding the girls from their country's allies. Keith Ellison, a Muslim and American congressman, is calling Islamic State militants a collection of liars, murderers, torturers, and rapists after the group threatened to kill him. Ellison says no Muslim he is familiar with recognizes the kind of Islam the Islamic State preaches. Islamic State issued death threats this week against a number of people it calls politically active apostates in the United States, Australia, Britain, and Canada. Strong magnitude 6.2 earthquake has shaken southwestern Japan, killing at least nine, injuring hundreds more. Quake centered about 1,300 kilometers south of Tokyo. North Korea appears to have failed in an attempt to launch a missile. Observers have been anticipating Pyongyang would mark the birthday of its founding president, Kim Il-sung, with the launch of a mid-range ballistic missile. There's been growing concern North Korea's missile and nuclear programs and the country's continued threats to its neighbors, South Korea and Japan, as well as the U.S. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is visiting the ship, the USS John C. Stennis, which is deployed in the South China Sea, something not likely to please China. Carter announced the visit today in Manila at the closing ceremonies of the U.S.-Philippines joint military exercises known as the Balikatan.
The Stennis has sailed these waters many times before and sailed not just here in the South China Sea, but all around the vast Asia-Pacific, six times in the last several years. So far on this deployment, it has operated near the Republic of Korea, through the Sea of Japan, in Guam, and now the South China Sea.
China claims almost the entire South China Sea and has aggressively carried out island building and patrols in waters that are claimed by other countries. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim spoke at a news conference in Washington about the widespread creation of offshore companies by wealthy people around the world to evade taxes. He said this takes large sums away from governments who need the money to fight poverty. Kim said he was distressed by the scope of the offshore accounts, as disclosed in the Panama Papers, a massive leak of documents from a Panamanian law firm that for decades has helped create offshore companies.
We're extremely concerned about the fact that it's been revealed once again, and it was no mystery. We knew that that these things were happening. But I want to stress that when taxes are evaded, that when state assets are taken and put into these havens, all of these things can have a tremendously negative effect on our mission to end poverty and boost shared prosperity.
Kim touched on several other global issues. He decried the push in Europe to curb migration to the continent and the proposals by some U.S. presidential candidates to erect barriers along the U.S. southern border with Mexico to halt the flow of illegal migration. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidates Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton held a contentious debate on Thursday night in familiar territory, Brooklyn, New York, ahead of Tuesday's very important New York primary. The two had a sharp exchange in which they questioned each other's judgment. Both candidates have deep ties in New York. Sanders was born in Brooklyn 74 years ago. Clinton served as the state's U.S. Senator from 2001 to 2009. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.